goes out to the British airmen, who, undaunted by odds, unwearied in their constant challenge and mortal danger, are turning the tide of the World War by their prowess and by their devotion. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. All our hearts go out to the fighter pilots, whose brilliant actions we see with our own eyes day after day.
Can I ask you something in English?
Of course you can.
So you were...
Anything you want.
So you were a Spitfire pilot.
I flew Spitfire,
yeah.
But I flew also other fighters.
Okay.
Bow fighters.
What was that? Foe fighters, yeah?
Bow fighters.
Bow fighters,
yeah,
okay.
Yes. A very good machine.
So you were a wing commander.
Yes.
During the Battle of Britain.
Nein, the Battle of Britain was not wing commander.
Okay, okay. Yeah, but you flew during the Battle of Britain.
Nein, auch noch nicht. Da war ich in der Ausbildung.
In English.
I was being taught.
Yeah.
Wo ist denn das Stückchen da runtergefallen?
Ah, okay.
Liegt das irgendwo da drüben?
So, Mr. Gruber, you were in the 135th Wing.
Yes.
So there's three squadrons in a wing.
Yes.
And you were a wing commander.
I was a wing commander.
In the RAF.
In the Royal Air Force.
And you fought the Germans during the Second World War.
I fought the Germans, yes.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Churchill, he said, never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. And so,
but listen here.
So you're one of those.
He meant not me. He meant those boys that fought the Battle of Britain.
Yeah.
Verstehen Sie?
In English.
In England. First of all, the Battle of Britain was won against Hermann Göring's Luftwaffe.
Yeah.
And you remember maybe the Dünkirchen,
yeah.
Dunkirk.
Yeah.
The Germans stopped their attacks, Guderian. They could have taken all the others prisoners. But listen to me.
Yeah.
But Hitler thought he could win the British to fight with him the Russians. That's why he let them escape,
yes,
from Dünkirchen back to England. Mm-hmm. But of course, the English, they had a man they called Winston Churchill. They would have never gone against the Russians with the Germans. No. Never in their lives.
That wasn't planned.
That was not his art.
So
that was not his way of thinking, his way of handling things.
So Mr. Raymond Gruber, he's from Luxembourg, and he was
a Luxembourg.
He was a pilot in the RAF fighting the Germans and flying this lovely airplane here and others. So, Mr. Gruber, on Christmas, you were sitting here all alone.
So what?
And New Year's Eve as well.
Now listen here.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a fucking difference. So sad as the Englander.
Yeah.
Listen here, you live once. And I have also overlived my times already.
Yeah.
Because when I sat in that plane, I never thought I would get 91 years of age. Can you imagine? 91 years.
That's enormous.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. But I think it's a bit sad that, I mean, Mr. Churchill said, well, the famous phrase, like, never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few, and now you're sitting here all alone.
But
and,
he meant...
Yeah, I know, I know.
He meant not me.
Yeah. But anyway, you were in the RAF.
That fought the Germans.
Yeah.
You understand?
During the Battle of Britain.
During the Battle of Britain, yes.
Yeah, but you fought the Germans in the RAF.
I was also in London during the Battle of Britain.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were bombed every night.
Yeah.
Und dann kamen auch diese Verfluchten.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few, this politician Churchill said. And 70 years later, in 2013, the Luxembourgian wing commander Raymond Gruber of the 135 Wing and World War II Spitfire fighter pilot of the RAF, he spends his Christmases all alone in his apartment where he never comes out anymore, imprisoned by his 91 years, alone and forgotten. So don't you go wage war in Iraq or Afghanistan for these politicians and for the financial elite, because no one will be thankful to you. You'll just end up as a human wreck with a TV switch in your hand, alone and forgotten. Or even worse.